This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the ambidextrous hour of the Good Day program. I feel like it could go either way.
Is that
up,
a challenge?
Down. Yeah, manner of speaking, I suppose it is. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. How much do you really want to get something done? Everybody wants something, right? You want health and happiness for your family, for yourself. That's without health, you have nothing. Zero. You can't enjoy anything if you don't feel good. And certainly some people have that experience. It's better when it's not permanent, for sure, but there are a lot of problems that people have when they don't feel well. It's a mental thing. It's an emotional thing. It's physical, certainly. But under the circumstances, if you were to assess your life and ask yourself, what is it that I want more than anything else? What would be the answer? Another good question for our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. What do you really want above and beyond any? Do you want to be fitter? You want to have better relationships? You want more money? We want to have lots of love from your family? Whatever it is. And so, as you ask yourself that question, I would ask another question. If you're asking yourself that question, why don't you have it already? You've certainly thought about it before, right? Everybody wants something. Everybody wants, everybody deserves the best things in life. But what is best for you may not be best for me, and vice versa. So the question here is, what do you want badly enough that you will pay the price for this item, whatever the price is? Is it really a price for a car? Is it a price for the relationship? And I just sent a note to somebody, and in it was a reference to a relationship that I had for 7 years that I haven't had for the past 7 years. And I once in a while think about it, not as much as I used to, but yet it was something that I really desired to have. And so is there that, whatever it is, come up with it. I'm wanting to have, at this point in my life, health and happiness for my children and my grandchildren. How about a cuddle, right? Is there anything?
Snuggles are the best.
Right? Then, there's a poll out this week of mothers and fathers, caregivers, finding that 84% consider raising children to be the greatest thing that ever happened. How could you argue with that? And in that subset, the question was, what was the best part about that? And cuddles came out as number one. Other favorite aspects, Jay, seeing the personalities develop. My God, I'm looking at my grandson, Jasper, and how he's so expressive and laughs so much. And he makes my son laugh as much as he does the funny things. And my quirky other grandson, Miles, he's the funniest, most smartest little kid. And I just want to be around him. I just love being around him. So anyway, this survey of 1,300 adults is looking at children, trying to figure out how to bottle up this energy, right? Bottle up the energy of the children. And your energy, what you feel like. The happiness, of course.
Yeah, when it's what you love. I liked kids that I was related to. I liked babies and children who were my friends' kids. But I typically was not a child person. And then having my son back, it changed my DNA. Like, it absolutely changed my soul.
Oh, yeah.
And just how funny they are.
Oh, my God.
I never understood when a parent would say, oh, to see the world through their eyes, or when they're experiencing experiencing something for the first time, and now I get that, and it's just this wonder. And like you, Doug, you say you get to be a child all the time when you play with your grandson, and it's so much fun. And let's be real, a lot of us, we buy toys for children because we want to play with them too.
You got
and
it.
We get an excuse to.
So, would you like, we're going to post these on gooddayshow.com, the 22 best things about being a parent. And the focus here is for children under the age of 13, but I think the same about my grown children. My daughter, Brendan, and my son and I were talking about this last night because we were talking about having a car. I sold the one that I had in Los Angeles, but I like having a car there for myself when I'm there. And so Brendan said, hey, Dad, next time you get a car, because they have a couple cars, but sometimes they need a third car for whatever. They have small cars and they want to all go out together. So if I get a car, they can use that to go on road trips and stuff. And so he said to me last night, Dad, I really think you should get what you want. Never mind what I think I need. You get what you want. And I laughed. I said, so you had lunch with your sister, right? And he said, yeah, how'd you know? I said, because she and I were talking about that, because I said the same thing. They've moved, and they have a place, and they've always had, well, they when they first got married, they had a couple of cars, and then they got rid of one because they were close to their work at UCLA, and they didn't need two cars. Well, now they've moved away, 14 or 15 minutes further away. It doesn't seem like that much. Megan just soon ride her bike to school on good weather days than to take the car. So, at any rate, I said, okay, well, we'll get a car and we'll all share it. And so she said, well, you're going to get another Range Rover, right? And I said, yeah, probably, even though Brendan wants me to get something that's more economical. And so she just chuckled. And that's the other thing. Talking about the things that are best about being a parent, when Megan wants to be chatty, I often call them. But once a week, she'll call me, and she just wants to talk. And you must do that with your, well, you don't have to go far away. You're right there.
I don't have to go very far, but before, I always, I mean, I talk to them, text with them, actual phone calls every day.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, here are the best things about being a parent. See how many of these you can check off. All right. And again, we'll post them at, on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Number 22, buying them toys you secretly wanted. That's what you just said, right? You want to play with these toys yourself.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah, it is. A lot of fun. I bought, there was an auction this spring of an old, it was like a toy store. And it was, I say like a toy store because it wasn't really. It was like a train, one of those old train stores. Anyway, so it had Erector sets that I remember having when I was. They're made out of metal. They're not made out of plastic. They're not Legos. So I bought all of them in the store. I think I paid $10 a piece for them. And I brought them back in their original cases that go back to the 1940s. And I'm going to see when Miles comes in a couple of weeks how he takes these things and what he does with them. They're the original Erector sets. And people that have been around for a while know what I'm talking about. Okay, number 21 on the list, hearing them talk to themselves. Yes, Miles is great at that. I don't think that Jasper's old enough yet. Does Mac talk to himself? Is he in that point
now? Yes, he talks to himself, or when he's playing by himself, talks with his toys.
Yeah.
When he talks in his sleep, that kills me every time. It is so cute.
Okay, number 20 on this list, getting to make friends with other parents. That's cool. Number 19.
No, maybe not. Depends if you're extrovert or introvert.
I suppose, yeah. I'll keep my child to myself. Thank you very much. Number 19, taking your children to the zoo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh. Number 18, you appreciate your parents more. Again, these are the best things about being a parent to youngsters who are not yet teenagers. And number 17, the cute compliments that they give to you. Oh, Mommy, you're so beautiful.
Oh, they are just the sweetest. That's
they are.
The thing where he says,
bottle it.
Miss you, Mommy.
Yeah, bottle it. 16, feeling like their hero. Yeah. You're my hero, Gramps. Number 15, listening to conversations that they have with other children. Ah, Miles has this friend, this little girl. Forget what her name is, but I'll stand where they're having playtime in the playground. If I go with Megan to school to just kind of be there, watching them have this serious, these serious conversations about stuff. It's fabulous. Number 14, reading bedtime stories. Yep.
Amazing.
All right, number 13, watching children's films together. Eh, not so much. 12.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, I will.
Amazing.
I did. Number 12.
Although I did that before I had a child, so you know.
Yeah. Learning new things with them. Yep. Number 11, seeing the world through their eyes. Amen, brother. Birthday celebrations are number 10 on the list of the best things about being a parent. To those who are under teenage years, the many quirky and wonderful questions they ask. Oh, my God, yes. Yep. Number 8 on this list, seeing them do something that you've taught them to do. They pick it up, yeah. Reliving the magic of Christmas. Number 7, that's for sure. Number 6, they make you appreciate small things in life much more.
Oh, very true.
Yep. Number 5, having new experiences with them for the first time. Number 4, hearing some of the funny things that they say. Oh, my God. They don't know how funny they are because, they just make us laugh. Is it because we're looking at ourselves? Is that part of it, do you think? We're looking at our children, but we're looking at ourselves, really.
I think there is a comedic genius and an untaught wit that is just part of their very DNA and genetic makeup that almost catches you off guard with how funny they can be, and that's why it's so funny.
Yeah. Number 2, watching their personalities develop. And number 1 thing, best thing about being a parent to children under the age of 13 is the cuddles. As we started with that, and we circle back around to it. If I look at the numbers here, about 25% of those responding think they have new experiences for the first time with their children. And that is the child having, I think the experience is both ways, isn't it? The child has that first experience, that first discovery of something, and you may be going through stuff that you never experienced, discovered, or knew that you have with your children, or maybe your grandchildren.
Or experiences like something, going somewhere that you've never been, taking your child, and you're both experiencing this location for the very first time, or this activity.
Yep. All right. So there it is. Check it out online, our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day on Air.
One thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and the little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
I never realized how many popular songs mention Ford cars and trucks until Ford's Ted Ryan told me about their Spotify playlist.
So you get the expected Mustang Sally. You get a lot of Blake Shelton singing about pickup trucks, and those are to be expected. But then we found a lot of interesting ones. One of the most misheard lyrics of all times is actually Bruce Springsteen's Blinded by the Light, where he says, cut loose like a deuce, another runner in the night. And he's actually singing about the 32 Ford Coupe, the famous Deuce Coupe. A bunch of Beach Boys songs, but we also found songs about the Anglia, the Ford Probe, a funny one where this guy is rapping about how easy it is to pick up chicks in his Ford Probe. A dad doing a song about picking up his kids in the transit. And who could forget Nancy Griffith's Econoline, another classic. So we had a lot of fun with this list that you can find by going to Spotify and just typing in Ford 120.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did
CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
He took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't.
Just the perfect touch. Not
and who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Okay, 23 after the hour there, Jay Bird. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with our social media focus during this portion of every hour of the program. And we'll start with the Facebook loser of the day. All right, you ready for this? This is the story of a man who robbed a woman at gunpoint and then demanded that she connect with him on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because she was too pretty.
Stalking.
Well, apparently this woman was very attractive. This happened, by the way, in Indianapolis. So instead, she sent him a friend request. I don't understand which came first, the chicken or the egg here. This guy found her, and then she wanted to friend him on Facebook after he tried to rob her. That seems to be the story. She got home from work early in the morning.
He's insisting she sent him a friend request. So it's like he said, she said. So he's insisting she sent a friend request before he asked her out on social media. And then the woman was checking her mailbox when she was coming home, and he pulled a gun on her and demanded she get inside the house.
Uh-huh. And what happened then? The woman...
police were called. Well, this was... according to police.
This is the police report.
So clearly she's okay.
Yeah.
But he wants her to connect with him again on Facebook because she's just so dang pretty.
Uh-huh. Dang pretty. I love the way you say it.
So dang pretty.
Dang pretty.
She's got a pretty mouth.
Anita Garner is pretty. So is Colleen Hughes. They're both celebrating birthdays today, listening to the Good Day program. So happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy. What's that song the Beatles did? You're having a birthday. You know that song that now gets
your birthday.
Played. Yeah, more
did you
often.
Chi Chi's birthday song. Did you ever go to Chi Chi's?
No, I don't think so.
No, the Mexican restaurant that is no more. They did a birthday song. It was like happy, happy, happy birthday to you, ole. It was a
fun really?
One.
Oh, okay. We asked a question on social media about the whole business of the Titanic and what would be happening if it had lifeboats, that sort of thing. This is an interesting thought process. Had the Titanic kept the proper number of lifeboats instead of ditching some prior to the maiden voyage, probably no one would have died. Would it still be the popular topic it is today? if everybody survived? That's a very interesting question. Think about it. Think about any disaster, depending on the severity of the disaster. So here's Birch Willard, who says, nope, everybody loves dirty laundry. Somebody ought to write a song. Just don't let Dudley sing it. Okay, Birch. Where is he from, I wonder? Dudley is me. For those of you who don't know, my given name is Dudley. Anyway, Dudley, what's wrong?
Well, go ahead.
No, what's wrong with me singing?
Nothing.
All right, thank you. That's the right answer.
But it's one of those things that when you do think about the Titanic, they had enough lifeboats originally to save everybody on board.
They ditched them
because they didn't think the ship would sink. They didn't need them. And
unsinkable, the Titanic.
Yes. Well, I believe one of the quotes, well, I don't know if this one was just made for the movie or not, but even God himself couldn't sink this boat or the ship or whatever. And so many people died. It was such a catastrophe. And there is this severe fascination about it. There is a movie and people want to go visit the site. How many other shipwrecks have this desire from people to go visit, like the Titanic does?
Yeah, and you get, and put your life literally in danger, right? That's what it, you've put your life in danger by going into that tube, which ended up to be the end of the world, the end of the lives of the people who went down in that thing. I find it very interesting what people will do under the circumstances. Thank you for your engagement with us on our Facebook page and our Instagram page and our Twitter page. Doug,
are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger will sit down with an interview with investigators from Special Counsel Jack Smith's office today. Smith is investigating presidential candidate Donald Trump's role, if any, on January 6th. Prosecutors also allege Trump, in a phone call, demanded Raffensperger find nearly 12,000 votes in the 2020 presidential election. The United States is announcing another $500 million weapons package for Ukraine. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced that it will be sending weapons, equipment, and armored vehicles to replenish those lost in battle. The news comes the same day as the Pentagon stressed that the United States played no role in recent mercenary rebellion actions against Russia that played out over the past weekend. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi, guys, it's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
Martha and her Vandellas. Don't ask me what a Vandella is. It's a person who sings with Martha Reeves, I guess, right? The Vandellas. So like the names that I would say this to my older friends, people who are my age. Maybe, you know, but it applies to singing groups today, I guess. The names they come up with, mm-hmm. Right? The Grateful Dead. Why would you call yourself?
Their names.
Huh? Yeah.
It's how they got their names, the stories behind them.
Yeah. Great stuff. All right, you're listening to the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, in celebration of a small handful of dedicated people here. There was no invitation that was sent out, but there is a group working together to find the rightful heirs to hundreds of stolen Jewish silver pieces and other objects, fine art, that sort of thing, that were stolen from the Jews by the Third Reich. And so the museums in Stuttgart and Munich and Hamburg and Berlin, all on the hunt for public records that can prove rightful ownership on behalf of the descendants of those people who had possessions stolen, confiscated by those no-good SOBs. They are living sometimes here in America, Israel, Europe, all over the place. So this is something, it's called Silver for the Reich. Silver objects from Jewish property that have been, I guess, in museums, and they were stolen during the Third Reich. So now they're trying to find them back. They're trying to get them back again. And there are any number of them. Some of them were things that honored the Sabbath and the Jewish tradition that were taken. And some of them we'll never see again because they were melted down for the gold and the silver value of them. But there were other objects that had been around for hundreds of years. And these people have had some success, Jay, in finding the heirs to give these things to. It's taken a long time.
No small feat.
Yeah, no, it's good under the circumstances. So good luck to them in their hunt. Here's some good news for pregnant women. Apparently there have been some new laws that have been passed that give you more protections at work. And this is just this week. Workers here in the country will have greater protection. It's called the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
Pregnant Workers, well, leave it to me to find it. The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, according to the information that I'm looking at here, this sort of synthesizes what has been done. The legislation requires you as an employer, if you have 15 employees or more, to provide reasonable accommodations for worker limitations because you're pregnant or you've just had a child. That's sort of anything medical that attaches to that. Why would you just do that as a matter? Why would it have to be 15? Why couldn't it just? Why wouldn't you do that as a matter of course?
Yeah.
They take care of your employees.
The majority of people do not have an easy pregnancy. Some people do. Some people, they carry it beautifully. They can still do a lot of stuff. They can actually do some heavy lifting. But most cannot.
But who's the boss that says you can't have a pee break? What kind of more?
you can't
go to the bathroom.
But who is the adult? Who's the employee that actually follows that? Like, I feel like most adults, if you have to use the restroom and your boss says no, you are still going to get up and use the restroom.
Yeah, right. And you're going to go find a new job, too, if you're smart. Get rid of all of that connection. Excuse me, I've been... What is that? That's something I had to eat yesterday, I think. Okay, speaking of yesterday, I received a number of comments from people about my treatise, my soliloquy on China, and where we are with them, where we have been with them, and where we are going with them. So I found every day there's always something that has to do with China, and sadly the Chinese government attracts nothing but negativity as far as I can see. So I have said many times on the air that I thought it was important for us to understand what the Chinese are doing to buy American companies, to buy American lands, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, here's an example. Go back to 2021, when a Chinese company bought land near an Air Force base in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Lawmakers, when they saw that the Chinese were buying land, first of all, why would we allow them to do it? There wasn't a law on the books then that kept a Chinese company or anybody from any foreign entity from owning land. How stupid is this? Next to an Air Force base. What, you want the land around the Air Force base to be sold to the Chinese government? Are you that stupid? Apparently we are, because that's what happened. So now the policymakers have done something that they consider to be greatly strategic. So, you know, there are a lot of people who get, the traders The people on the mercantile exchange in Chicago get all worked up about this because China is our top trading partner when it comes to grains, food, foodstuffs, that sort of thing. That is outside of North America. The Canadians are big, and so are the Mexicans. But a lot of our excess food goes to China. I nosed around and have gone into the specifics of the Chinese-owned land. There's a lot of foreign-owned land in our country. Again, way too much of it is near important U.S. assets, like the Air Force Base in Grand Forks. You have to be nuts. Are we that lackadaisical? Are we that, or is it just corruption? You know, through various companies, the Chinese can easily corrupt through campaign finance. You know, anybody can give money now after that, the Citizens United ruling. Anybody can give money. You don't know where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the Chinese company that has bought up Smithfield Foods. Now, there are a lot of other major food companies that Chinese have been buying. This was the most strategic and the most compelling because it showed how vulnerable our corporations are. They didn't have to have even government permission. They just came in and bought it. Smithfield Foods, the largest pork processor in the world, now belongs to an American company that has Chinese government ownership. Now, you tell me that there isn't corruption involved in that. Now, you go, there's Hunter Biden and his old man Joe at work. It's got to be a lot, even if that's true, it's going to be a lot deeper than that and go a lot further. So anyway, there's new legislation. I thought this had been passed, but it hasn't. Legislation in Congress would restrict Chinese ownership of land. And so, let's see, Senator John Tester, who's from Montana, doesn't like Chinese land ownership. Hello, thanks, duh. He said, quote, "I don't know that we know for sure all the foreign land that's owned by the Chinese." And I think that's true. That's the point. The government doesn't even know because they have all these shell corporations that they can create, not just the Chinese, but anybody. And so we go back and forth as the Chinese started to buy more land. Lawmakers say, nope, we're not doing this. But they're just now coming around to thinking that it's a security threat. Huh?
Just now? Started paying attention.
Yeah, I guess this is our first day in school.
Thought, maybe this is a security threat.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of information that's missing here, specific locations where farmland has been purchased that is close to military bases, that kind of stuff. And here we have the old Chinese telecommunications equipment what would keep them from screwing up military communication? They buy the land next to the Air Force base. Our country is soft and it's getting really, is it corrupt or stupid?
Or distracted.
Maybe, yeah. Well, so we're interested in what kind of nonsense is posted on social media about Trump or DeSantis or Biden or any of them. We're not getting down to business, spending way too much time on politics and not enough time on strategic understanding of what's going on in our country. Chinese government has laws that allow the government to access information they've practiced on their own people. There are no secrets in China. Everybody who has any access to a phone, the government knows exactly what they're doing. They can tap in any time to see where their friends are, to see who they're talking to, and they're doing that with a lot of stuff here in America. For whatever. Isn't the ability of the government to gain access to information about you is one of the reasons that we should be shutting down all of our dealings with the Chinese government. Chinese Communist Party. I looked at a list, I added them up. About 400,000 acres of land. The state of Rhode Island doesn't have that much land in it. So the Chinese own, you could argue, 1/50th of our country, the size of a state. They own it. They're also buying up land in the Netherlands, in Canada, in Italy. The English have put a stop to it. They were buying land in England as well. Interesting, near some of the English Air Force bases like Brize Norton. So This is why it is that we waste all this time talking about individuals who could or couldn't be president and all of the guilty or not guilty stuff. This is really bad. This is sick. And by the way, a lot of companies, inadvertently, they do shell corporations through some other country. So you're not going to be able to find out really who, how many outside interests there are, Chinese. Let's see, and of all of the the foreign entities that own farmland in our country, one would ask, why do we have foreign entities owning land? Whether it's Canada, whether it's Italy, whether it's Germany, whether it's China. You know, there are 15 million acres of land in America that belong to other to companies in other countries. What are you, nuts? Why would we have any, can we, well, we can go, as an individual, I could go buy a home in England, but that's not, I'm not going to buy, like Bill Gates is buying up a lot of this land, not only here, but in these countries as well. And people are asking questions now, as they ought to, why? This billionaire, who is a Chinese guy named Sun Guangxing, I think that's how you pronounce it, bought 100,000 acres of land in Texas for a wind farm. But the Texas government said, the state of Texas said, no, you can't do that. So here it was, this guy owns 100,000 acres of land. What's he going to do with it? What do you think he's going to do with it? Right? Think about that. Am I off on a two? Do you think I'm being unobjective?
I think it's a valid two.
Yeah, I think it's time for us to open our minds and our head a little bit here. 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner. Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
When I say back, he's like a constant companion. There's nothing evil about Warren Eckstein being here. Nice to have him here from, well, on loan from the pet show to the Good Day show as we talk about animals and what's going on. Here's a warning. This happens every year. The story of a police canine dog that died in the car from heat exhaustion. The patrol car broke down. And the air conditioning obviously went out. So why the hell would you leave the dog in the car, I guess would be my question. If you know the car doesn't have any air conditioning, you know the car is has a problem, why in the world would you leave? Well, apparently, and sort of to go through this, I can understand how this might happen. The police officer was called to a site. So he got out of the car, left the car running. The car stopped. The car stalled, or the car ran out of gas, or whatever it did, but the car didn't keep running. This is the Houston Police Department, though, so you'd think that the cars would be, you know, in tip-top shape. So anyway, the dog was in the car, and the car stopped running, and that was the end of the dog.
You know, the other day, I was driving around in Santa Monica, parked next to a car, had a dog in it, and I was really angry at that point. Who's going to leave their dog in the car? But then there was a sign on the dashboard that said, car is air conditioned. I have it on my phone. It was the, I think Lexus and other cars have this ability where it tells you the temperature in your car constantly. Now, if Lexus can do that for their cars, for average consumer, why can't the average police guy be carrying something that says what the temperature or if the heat goes a certain level in the car? It just makes a lot of common sense at that point. Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Here's a mother who is charged with neglect after her pit bull attacked a baby. I wondered about this. When you talk about these all, you know, everybody loves to give pit bulls a bad, the bad ID, a bad rap. This little girl lost her fingers But why was the dog, what was going on with the dog? Don't we need to know that, wouldn't you think? The woman who owned the dog was arrested for, you know, child endangerment, blah, blah, blah.
You have to know the circumstances. You know, I remember years ago I was working on a case in New York where a St. Bernard attacked a child, and everyone said, well, you know what, this is what you got to do. It's a bad dog. Stay away from St. Bernards. No one was adopting them, blah, blah, blah. It turned out after investigation on my part that the child had stuck a pencil into the dog's ear.
Yeah.
And therefore, the dog reacted. So, in other words, but you know, you feel bad for anyone who gets hurt by a dog. But the bottom line is, it wouldn't make any difference. There are more dog bites, probably by poodles and schnoodles, across the country than pit bulls, except they don't make the press.
So, when a dog does something like that and is chastised, do dogs feel guilty? Do you think there's anything psychologically in a dog? I mean, when I am after Charlotte, Daisy for doing something, well, it was with Charlotte as well, it made me feel worse when they looked at me after I was after them. So, you know, whether they have the emotions that we do, I guess that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting you brought that up. I was talking about that on the show this week. There was, you know, here are some. Dogs feel disgust, fear, joy, sadness, surprise, emotion, anxiety, boredom, confusion, curiosity, disappointment, embarrassment, empathy, frustration, grief, guilt, shame. There you go. Yeah. Jealousy, love, affection, pain, positive anticipation, and pride. These are all proven now by universities that dogs, not all dogs, but a good amount of dogs, have all... Well, listen, they've been alongside of us for how many thousands and thousands of years. Of course, they're going to pick up on the way we react to certain things. I know, for example, I've seen dogs that were really embarrassed. I've seen dogs that were really frustrated.
Under what circumstance?
Well, in other words, they, you know, people yelling at their dog. And this may sound crazy, but it's like when you did something wrong and you were growing up, you don't mind getting corrected by your parents. You just don't want to get corrected in front of your friends.
Right.
In front
of
your parents. It's the same thing with a dog. I've seen dogs where the owner yelled at the dog. I pulled the dog back. They were walking their dog. There was another dog around. I think the dog really looked embarrassed from my perspective, and I've been doing this for a few weeks.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's amazing. Let me give you an example. I was talking on, you know, I love cats. I know you're not the best cat person, but there's something called ailurophobia. Ailurophobia is the fear of cats. A lot of people suffer with it. But I was working with a dog this week that had ailurophobia. The dog was fearful of cats. We'll talk about that next week. But a dog that was afraid of cats. And I've heard this a lot now. We'll go into it next week, and I'll tell you what happened.
Fear of cats. We're talking about going to the Broadway show? No, we aren't, although you'd be afraid of going to that, too. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out The Pet Show at thepetshow.com, please. And thank you, 59 After, here on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.